You're listening to Juno Afternoon here on Thursday. It's time for Arts Up, folks. What are we doing this weekend? Nancy DeCherney over from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. You know, right now we're listening to the music of Archie Cavanaugh, who we recently lost, and there's a tribute.
Yes, there's it is going to be on Saturday night at 9:45 to 1 a.m. Lance Mitchell's coordinating, and it's at the Viking. And Archie was an amazing musician here in town, and I suspect lots of people didn't know that.
Originally from Wrangell and Cake, right?
Yeah, I think so. He did a lot of. It's worth investigating, and it's worth being remembered. So, take some time to look Archie's music up if you haven't heard it before. It's really. And you were playing it for us, so there we are.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find it?
Mm-hmm. I found it on Spotify.
So there you go. Spotify wins again, I guess.
You want to listen to a tiny bit more?
Yeah, let's do that.
You started my life all over. You stay as a new bit of me. I'm learning to laugh when I used to cry. He opened the world up to me. And now I'm a child with a different life, the one that he gave to me. I'm heading down a much brighter.
It's a song of his called Light Unto the World. All right, so that's 10 o'clock at the Viking?
Or it's later. It's 9:45.
Okay, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, tribute to the music of Archie Cavanaugh.
Let's do that. So, you know, there's this, we both have websites with comprehensive calendars, and you can go there and get all kinds of information, and you could even ask us to put your items on it. So that's at jahc.org or ktoo.org. Just go there to get lots of, there's so many things going on. I'm not going to go through them all. There is, on Friday at 5:30 to 6:30, a reading and a book signing at Hearthside Books with Fairbanks poet Linda Schandelmeyer. You said you were looking up Linda Schandelmeyer's poetry.
I did. I found it, and it looks really interesting. It's sort of place-based.
She's from Fairbanks.
Yeah, and it's Coming Out of Nowhere, Alaska Homestead Poems, I believe is what she'll be reading from.
And we're not going to read it on the air because we don't know that we have permission. But
I know.
It would
good,
be
though.
Worth it if we could do that. So I would suggest everybody goes out to Hearthside Books on Friday at 5:30 and gets to meet this poet.
All right.
Listen to her. There's a few other things that we wanted to highlight. On Saturday at 10 a.m., there's a crafts and collectibles fair out at the Mendenhall Mall. So if you're out and about. The Makerspace, you just heard from Rachel about that. There is a Juno Recovery Fest 2018 at 12:30 to 4:30 at Centennial Hall. Join local organization and community members in support of the National Recovery Month. It's going to be a family event. They have two bouncy houses scheduled. There's music. There's all sorts of games and activities. So it's family-friendly, open to the public, free admission. They're taking donations. But come on down and just have a good time Saturday afternoon. I don't know what the weather's like, but I'm sure you need to be indoors playing bouncy houses.
It looks like it's going to be good through the weekend.
So good. Come on out for that. And then in the evening, from 7 to 8:15 p.m. out at Faith Lutheran Church, there is Winds in the Summer, a chamber music concert for winds and percussions, woodwind quintet, clarinet choir, and percussion solo.
Oh. Yeah, and we will have Juno community bands on the show tomorrow.
To give you the details on that. Juno Dance Theater is getting all kinds of stuff that you can take tap dancing. There's all levels. They're starting modern dance classes. It's just the time of the year to start doing the stuff, you know, like let's get dance classes going. Let's do all this other sort of stuff. And bringing that up, I want to say that it's time to sign up for Holiday Pops.
Okay.
If you want to get involved in singing and doing things like that, give us a call at the Arts Council. Holiday Pops wants you. It's free. The rehearsals are going to start up pretty soon. You got to come get your music and get practicing. We have a roundtable coming up on Tuesday from 5 to 6 or so, and we want to bring people up to speed with where the new Jack project is. I'm sure people have a lot of questions about that, so come on down and find out where we are. How we're going to get there.
Thursday at 5?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On Wednesday, I need all your active Arts Council board members to come to our board meeting. Oh, that sounds so fun. But I do need you. But I just want to say is Juneau has so many wonderful things going on. And what I like about it most is a lot of them are things where you can get active and do things yourself. So let's find out about those. I know we're going to be having our art classes coming up pretty soon. They're going to start in October. It's a thing to sign up and go do arts and crafts and have a glass of wine or something. And
sounds
a few
like
other
fun.
Things. Yeah, we have... we'll just leave it at that. Go to the calendar, get the information, and we'll see you at
On your website, jahc.org, and go down to the community calendar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes,
same
and
way.
By the way, I'll note that we've been posting candidates' positions on things on our website, too. So if you're curious about what they've got going on, and also you guys have a voter thing coming up. The League of Women Voters is doing something pretty
That's
soon.
Right. Go to kto.org for more.
Thank you.
Nancy DeCherney, thank you so much for coming on the show.
We'll see you.